Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Lena, and I am a student at MC Smith Intermediate School, and I'm from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books. Books we love.
Books we hate.
Wahaha. And other bookish things.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about that today.
Yep.
I also noticed Lena has an instrument with her today.
Yeah, it's the flute.
You play the flute?
Yes, and the violin, but I don't have it with me today.
Cool. And you're in the Harmony Project, right?
Yeah.
I realized because before I knew Lena, or at least knew her well, there was a concert with Harmony Project at the library. And I was looking through some old pictures recently, and I came across a picture that had Lena in it. And I was like, oh, that's Lena.
Yay.
Who knew?
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, I did.
But anyways, what's Harmony Project like? What do you do?
What you usually do is, like, after recorder for 2 years, you choose either cello or violin. And I chose violin. Ooh. And
both excellent instruments. Yes.
And it can be really hard, like, if you go 2 times a week because you have to miss it for radio show.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay because I like radio show.
Yay.
A lot. And you're learning, like, Saints Go Marching or other songs because, like, it always changes, basically.
So you just practice different songs?
Yeah, but, like...
Do you all play at the same time?
Sometimes, but, like... It goes from, like, Saints Go Marching, and you have to practice that until the concert. And we are performing for Winter Walk this Saturday. So you should come.
Where are you performing?
In front of the Opera House.
Cool.
Hudson Hall, basically.
I'll have to check that out.
Yes. And we're, like, singing the Rip Van Winkle song, where it's, like... He fell asleep in the woods one day, slept 10 years of his life that way. And then that's all I remember.
I don't know that song.
Yeah, and it's also a play, and they play it like 3 times. But I got really itchy every single year of the Winter Walk where we're staying down because they throw up confetti or something like that. And it goes always in my shirt. But the only good thing about before we go perform on the balcony is that they give us presents. And I was like on my first day, oh, I hope it's a toy. And it's always books.
Yay! Yay! The best gift of them all.
Yes.
Yay.
And some kids actually complain about the books. Even though they're
actually
really
good. No accounting
for
taste.
Yes.
Anyways, that's cool. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
I actually really miss playing an instrument. I play piano, but I miss when I was a kid, I took piano lessons. Or even in school, in music class, we would like practice different things. So I did like handbells one time, which was really fun. I remember playing the recorder. I kind of miss that playing in a more structured manner. Because I could play the piano whenever I want, but I don't because I'm lacking that structure of lessons and stuff. I should probably start taking lessons.
Oh. I'm going to take lessons after I'm done with violin and flute.
In what?
Piano.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. That'll be fun. Anyways, so you have any books you've been reading lately? Either in school or elsewhere in your life?
I'm really busy, and also I was really busy hanging out with my sister and brother.
Oh, yeah, over the holidays?
Yeah, but I actually have been making my own book.
Oh, cool.
And... We all know it's one of Emily's favorite kind of books. No, not the picture books. It's comic books. And if you play Roblox, then you'll know what this is. It's a Flee the Facility comic, which is featuring my friends flee the facility is basically like there's one person who is Beast. It actually kind of sounds like Tag, but there's one person who is the Beast, and they hold a hammer the whole time, and they whack almost everyone with a hammer because they have to get all the people for some unknown reason and put them in a freezer. And I'm going to probably make like a own story mode, like maybe it's because no one gives them hugs because they have an old-fashioned hammer.
They have an old-fashioned hammer?
Yeah, it's like...
I don't know what that means.
It's like one of those block squared ones.
Okay.
And then there's like a stick through it, and you can get many hammers. So it includes three of my friends, and it's Julie, Anna, and myself, and Nevea, and I actually labeled them with their actual Roblox names.
Okay.
I'm not giving them out to unknown people.
Secrets. And until your comic makes it big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I find Juliana in the freezer, and
What does that mean? Is she frozen?
No, she's like still freezing, but she was like just put, and Nevea is the Beast.
Oh no.
So I'm just over here walking around. I touch the floor. I just go into the next room to try to find a computer because you have to hack like 4 or 7 computers and then you have to open an exit. So I already am trying to find a computer and I find Julian the freezer and I'm like, oh my god, it's Juliana. And then I have something that says, meanwhile, Mila is frozen. I don't know who that is.
My niece is named Mila.
Oh my god.
Could be my niece.
Yeah.
But an older version of her, maybe.
Or maybe a younger one, because a lot of the Roblox avatars look really young or really old.
She's like 6. So.
Yeah, I think it's older.
I think. I'm really horrible at ages.
Yeah. And so I'm like really short in a lot of my comics because I really want to be short. But I'm tall. And then it says, also meanwhile, we see Nevea. And then for some reason, I just have to look at her legs because she's wearing pants instead of shorts. And
do the characters usually wear shorts?
Yes, all of them wear shorts. Because
even in the winter? I know people that wear shorts actually all winter.
Oh my god. I saw someone in the mall on Black Friday and they were in shorts. So Nevea's Beast. And I'm going in slow-mo, and I'm trying to free Juliana. And she's like, can you hurry up? And I'm like, it was just for dramatic effect. But I'm just playing around because I don't know how to spell dramatic or effect. Actually, I know how to spell effect. And so Nevea finds us, and I already freed Juliana. And you have to pick twist or ending.
Oh, so there's multiple endings?
No, there's only 2 endings.
Yeah, multiple. But, 2.
Yeah, I guess so. But I'm not going to tell you guys because I really want this to be a really big hit. Okay. But if you're hearing this...
I would choose
this,
the twist.
Yeah, and also...
why not?
Yeah, and I will tell you off radio if you want to hear it.
No, I
want to
read it.
Okay, yeah. Well,
I'll read both endings, but I'll read the twist first.
Yeah.
And then I'll get some closure in the ending.
This was actually inspired by Nevea's comic, and she also had a twister ending, but she found, like, there were, like, random dude bras, and there was also someone in the freezer, there was also someone as the Beast, but I have different twists and endings, and they don't know what.
So I've never played Roblox. Are these things in, like, every game that you play, the freezer and the Beast?
No. They're, like, all different. Like, in Royal High, you're, like, a royal princess or a royal prince, and you can go to Sunset Island to be a pageant, like to be in a pageant, and you get 500 diamonds, and diamonds is your money. And if you go to school, then you will also get money, but instead of it keeping your grades a secret, like what people usually do, sometimes it actually hovers over your head. And usually I come whenever the classes are over and I get an F. They hide behind
you.
But it's always really different. Or there are knockoffs.
Imagine if diamonds were our real money.
Yeah.
Or like shiny things like diamonds, like little gems. So you'd like go and buy a cup of coffee and you'd give them like these gems, and then you get little gems as change.
Oh, funny thing
be
is
so
that,
sparkly.
Funny thing is that there's actually a coffee shop right now.
I just go hang out there the whole game. Yeah. Although it would be fun to wield a big hammer.
Yeah,
because like one of those goofy looking ones. I don't like, you know, being violent, but
yeah,
a big goofy hammer would be fun.
It's not like you're killing them. It's like you're knocking them out and they are like conscious, but like you kind of broke their bones and like there's this W button.
But they heal eventually.
No. Yeah, but like they're only frozen. If you reheat them, then yes, they can be back alive.
This game is weird.
Yeah, but
that sounds fun.
But it only turns your skin blue. You can spectate still. Freeze. Yeah, and you can still play many other games.
Cool. I've never made a comic. I don't draw. That's my thing. Are you a good drawer?
Yes.
Good illustrator? Yes. Yeah, my drawing skills are not so great.
My sister says that even though she made a book, a tiny book.
She made a tiny book?
Yeah, but she never even finished it. She only made the cover and she's like, well, I'm done with this. Let's publish this. But she never actually published it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh. I could talk about some comics I didn't write or illustrate.
Ooh. Can you talk about them?
Yeah. So I just finished a series, a three-parter by Molly Knox Ostertag called, well, there's three. There's The Witch Boy, The Hidden Witch, and The Midwinter Witch is the final book. And it centers around The Witch Boy, that's the name of the first book, who is a young boy named Aster, who's born into a magical family where all of the boys grow up and become shapeshifters, and all of the girls study to become witches and become witches. But Aster wants to be a witch, and so the first book centers on Aster learning how to be a witch and figuring out how to go about being a witch in a family and a community that does not support boys as being witches. And there's some drama within that. So the main characters in that one, there's Aster, and then Aster becomes friends with a kid named Charlie, and Charlie is not a magical friend. Charlie is from the regular part of town, the non-magical part of town, but they connect on some levels. And Charlie also in the second book has a curse that has tried to attach itself to her, and so Aster's trying to help with that, and they end up finding the hidden witch, as the title suggests, who is causing this curse to happen. And then the third book is The Midwinter Witch, and it stars those three characters, so Aster, Charlie, I think it's Ariel, I believe is her name. The Hidden Witch?
It's Ariel.
Ariel.
She's from The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, exactly. Except she's different Ariel. And then one of the shapeshifters that's a main character in the first book. And it centers on a midwinter festival that the family goes to where there's a competition where one shapeshifter is crowned the midwinter shapeshifter and one witch is crowned the midwinter witch. And Aster wants to compete in the midwinter witch festival. And then the character Ariel from the second book is dealing with some sort of issues around family and where she belongs and what kind of witch she's going to be. So it centers on that too. And it's a nice little ending to the series. I wish there were more, but there's three and they're all three are good. And it's a fun series.
I feel like
I like the artwork. It's very,
I feel like we've like talked about the first book and the last book, but not the middle book.
Well, I'm trying to talk about the series without giving too much away. It's hard for me to.
Wait, no,
and my memory of it is not as clear either. So I remember some of it, but most of the stuff I remember is kind of spoilery. So I don't want to say too much, but it's a very good one.
Yeah.
I liked all three. And I just finished another series recently that just ended. Actually, I finished a couple series recently because I also finished the Walking Dead series, which I was surprised ended. I didn't know it was ending. And then it ended. Like I got to the end of the book and it said the end.
Wait, can I guess the series?
The other series that's not those two?
The series that you're about to say.
Sure.
The Paper Girls.
Is it because you can see that I have it in front of me?
No.
Oh, okay. But that is it. That is the third. Oh my gosh. So The Witch Boy, I would say, is kind of a middle grade book. So it'd be good for middle school and high school. But I think it's more geared towards middle school. Walking Dead's more geared towards adults, but I think some teens would like it too. And then Paper Girls, I feel like, is geared more towards teens. But it would probably be appropriate for middle school as well. Except the girl smokes cigarettes, which is don't want to encourage that behavior amongst the youth.
No, I don't think,
I was actually surprised to see that in the comic. I was like, that's odd. I feel like you don't often see images of teens or tweens smoking anymore. But anyways, they don't smoke all the time. But it did happen in the last one, and I was shocked. Don't smoke, kids. It's not good for you.
Yes.
And so Paper Girls is a science fiction comic book series and is written by Brian K. Vaughan with illustrations by Cliff Chang. And the colorist is Matt Wilson. I want to give a shout out to the colorists. And the letterer and designer is Jared K. Fletcher. So the series follows four 12-year-old newspaper delivery girls. So their names are Erin, Mackenzie, KJ, and Tiffany. And Erin Tiang is the first character we're introduced to, and she's a new resident to town. It's set in a fictional town called Stony Stream, which is, I guess, supposed to be a suburb of Cleveland, Ohio. And it starts off on November 1st, 1988, so it's the day after Halloween, and they're up early doing their paper deliveries because they're paper girls, hence the title. And so Erin meets Mac, KJ, and Tiffany, and they are like, let's do this together, because the day after Halloween, everybody is up to some mischief still, like all the teens that have stayed out all night.
Oh.
And so they go off to deliver their newspapers, and they end up in this basement where there's some energy coming out of a time machine, and it sort of sets them off on an adventure through time where they go sort of back and forth through time, and sometimes it's very recent. They actually end up meeting some of their future selves at times. Through the series, they also go like way back to like prehistoric days,
like cavemen and dinosaurs.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, you forgot your newspaper here.
Yeah, I think they lose the newspapers really early on. But there's like a war going on between a group known as the Old Timers and a bunch of teenagers from the future. And the war seems to center on this concept of whether or not people from the future should interfere with the past and change history or not. And so they kind of get thrown into this adventure and war between time travelers. And it's very fun.
I don't think they should interfere because, like, you know the saying, like, if you don't learn from your mistakes, you're doomed to repeat it. That means if you change, like, the mistake that, like, let's say Christopher Columbus made by not being nice to the people, then people who are, like, before or after who didn't even know that they changed it, they'll be doomed to repeat it.
Mm. And yeah, like, it's one of those things where you never quite know how that change will impact everything else.
Yeah, like, if they're like, oh, Sarah's going to become prom queen, we need to tell Sarah to not go to the prom. And then it turns out someone who they also didn't like became prom queen, or like one of them has a high ego after they became prom queen. So like, yeah, they shouldn't do it, this stuff.
Yeah, I feel like it usually doesn't work out that well.
Yeah,
in because, time travel scenarios, yeah. In movies and books and stuff. Yeah. Every once in a while it does, but yeah, it's tricky because I could see why you might want to, in some cases, interfere. It's like, what's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal is a wolf a turtle. But like, sometimes it's actually a good impact because you could be like, hey, scientist, I found the last turtle on Earth. You should probably take it and like make sure like that you repopulate all the turtles. Yeah. Or like, hey, guys, look at this turtle. It's going to die if you keep on throwing plastic in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, is that there's scenarios like that where it's like if a wolf went extinct, let's say.
Yeah.
And it was because of a very certain thing that happened. Yeah. Like, is there a way you could go back and keep that thing from happening? But yeah. I don't know, maybe we're not meant to make those determinations.
Yeah, maybe not.
But yeah, it's a cool story, very fun adventure. I read it in volume form, so it was about once a year a volume would come out, and I would read, I think most of them had like maybe 6 issues in them. I'm totally guessing at that. And I kind of wonder if it would have been more fun to just sort of binge read them all once it was already out. Because sometimes you forget. You like, kind of lose the flow if you're reading a bunch and then waiting a year and then reading a bunch.
Yeah.
But I still liked it a lot. Mm-hmm. As the characters are all 12, I feel like it's pretty appropriate for a wide range of ages. I would think it's a teen read, but the characters are younger, so I think younger readers would like it too.
Yeah.
So now I have some other series I have to finish. that haven't finished yet in some cases. But one of them did. I have to finish the Bones series by Jeff Smith. I have to remember where I left off. I always forget which one. And then I have to catch up on Lumberjanes. I don't think that one's ended yet, by Noel Stevenson. Have you read either of those?
I haven't read the Bones series. And I can't remember what other series you said, I guess.
Lumberjanes?
No.
That one's fun. The Lumberjanes in this comic series are kind of like an equivalent of Girl Scouts, but with a much more outdoorsy focus. Not that Girl Scouts don't focus on that, but it seems like closer to maybe what I envision Boy Scouts being, but for girls in the book. And I think it's all set at camp. I haven't read them all, so I'm not sure, but all the ones that I've read have been set at camp. So it's all these girls that are best friends at camp, and they have all these adventures. There's lots of like mystical things happening in the woods at camp. So they're often like exploring interesting, weird places and like fighting off creatures, and it's very fun.
Yeah.
You'd probably like it.
Maybe. But when you said it's kind of like Boy Scouts except for girls, did you not find out that Boy Scouts is actually includes girls now?
Mm-hmm.
Because, and also like...
Yeah. And I'll be honest, I don't actually know what Boy Scouts is like, but I got the sense from my friends when I was a kid that it was more focused on like camping and outdoorsman stuff. Whereas Girl Scouts felt like a little more rounded in terms of there was sort of all sorts of different focus, which I might be totally wrong about Boy Scouts. But I do know that they accept girls now.
Yeah. And also my only problem with Girl Scouts, and I think why they canceled Girl Scouts was because...
They canceled it.
Yeah, because they used to, like, every single conference, they'd always sell pizza. Like, in the beginning of the first conference, you would get the Boy Scouts could sign up, and then the second conference, the Girl Scouts, you could sign up for Girl Scouts, and then the rest of them, like, they would, like, take turns. But Boy Scouts would always be first. So, like, if anyone didn't want to join or, like, dropped out, or if they didn't have enough people, they'd, like, keep on trying.
Hmm.
And also, the reason why Girl Scouts was probably canceled because all they do is sell cookies, is what my mom says. Because every single
Depends
time...
Depends on your troop.
Yeah, but every single time we pass by Girl Scouts, they're always selling cookies.
They are tasty.
Yeah, but like, they have 50 batches of them, and they're only cookies. You're going to have, like, I don't know, some sort of disease after eating all those cookies.
Eating too many Thin Mints.
Yes, and I'm not going to say it, because I actually know what it is.
What?
Diabetes.
You think the Girl Scout cookies are going to give you diabetes?
Yeah, as long as they're, like, sugarless.
The problem with Girl Scouts.
Yeah, because they're like, the secret recipe is adding a pound of sugar.
Mwahaha.
We lightly dusted it with a pound of sugar. Now you shall accept your payment.
Interesting. Yes. Well, I had a very good experience with Girl Scouts.
Really?
I was a Girl Scout from when I was 6 years old until I graduated high school. And the reason I stuck it out that long was because I had a really great group of friends that were in my troop, and we did lots of fun stuff. So when we were kids, we really focused on doing badges and that kind of thing. And then when we got older, we did more like service projects, like community service, and did a lot of trips and stuff like
service?
That.
Animal service?
Animal?
Yeah, animal.
No. We would do like a townwide cleanup, and I feel like we did something with bikes from the dump where I think we like repurposed bikes. I don't know. I forget what else. We would sometimes, we chaperoned middle school dances when we were teenagers. That was really fun. And we would just be like goofy dancing all around, you know, embarrassing ourselves in front of the middle schoolers. It was pretty cool. But shout out to Troop 1692.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think...
Not that any of them are listening.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I think, like, Perfect 10 is a Girl Scout thing, kind of, maybe. Because, like, we do...
Girl Scouts, but they do a lot of...
Well,
you know, it's a group of girls doing lots of cool things.
Yeah, but it's, like, basically Girl Scouts, except it's not. But, like, they don't do community services a lot and stuff. Or, like... And also, I'm pretty sure if you go to their summer camps, like, they pay half price for summer camps that aren't even theirs, like, and the others are free, but, like, you have to be, like, a third, fourth, and then beyond that point grader, I'm pretty sure. But if you pass 12th grade, then, or, like, in one of those 4 years, like, when you're in high school, I'm pretty sure you have to chaperone them. Or you could just be the troop leader, because I'm pretty sure they call them troops.
I don't know. We'll have to find out someday.
Yes.
But not today, because...
We're out of time?
We're out of time. How do you feel about that?
I feel sad. It's gone by like a minute.
Whoosh. But we hope everybody has a great week and reads lots of great books.
And makes lots of great books.
If you can draw, as well as Lena.
Yes.
Or at least better than me.
Yeah.
I don't think I could even do the panels. I'd get too upset if they weren't perfect.
Wow.
So like, must start get a, over.
Get a ruler and then boom, your panels are A-okay.
Anyways, have fun making your comics.
Or reading new books.
And we'll be back next week to talk about some more.
Yes.
Have a good week. Happy reading.
Yes, happy reading. Bye.
Bye. 'Dream, I got everything I wanted, not what you think, and if I'm being honest, it might have been a nightmare to anyone who might care. Thought I could fly, so I stepped off the golden. Nobody cried. Nobody even noticed. I saw them standing right there. Kinda thought they might care. I had a dream. I got everything I wanted. But when I wake up, I see you with me. And you say, as long as I'm here, no one can hurt you. Don't wanna lie here, but you can learn to. If I could change the way that you see yourself, you wouldn't wonder. I tried to scream, but my head was underwater. They called me weak, like I'm not just somebody's daughter. It could have been a nightmare, but it felt like they were.